And we have another story this morning about making peace with the past. Two American warships visited Da Nang, Vietnam this weekend. It's the latest in a series of goodwill visits. The port call had special meaning for one U.S. naval officer. He's 39 years old. He's Vietnamese-American. He fled the country by boat in 1975. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Da Nang.
Many Vietnamese who fled the communist takeover have returned as visitors since. But none of them as commander of a U.S. guided missile destroyer, one making port in the same city where U.S. combat troops first came ashore in Vietnam in 1965. The symbolism wasn't lost on Commander H.B. Lay of the USS Lawson as he spoke to reporters pierside.
I thought that one day I would return to Vietnam, but I thought that that would be perhaps later in my life. I really didn't expect to be returning as the commanding officer of a Navy warship.
Commander Lay returned to Vietnam the same way he left, by sea. His return, much more pleasant than his departure as a 5-year-old boy in 1975, crammed into a small ship with some 400 others.
We were certainly low on fuel, running low on water. We left on April 30th, and on May 2nd, which was my younger brother's first birthday, we were picked up by the U.S. Navy ship.
Commander Lay's family eventually settled in Northern Virginia, and that 5-year-old boy went on to graduate from the U.S. Naval Academy and command the USS Lawson, his ship at anchor in Da Nang Harbor, not far from the naval base his father commanded as a South Vietnamese naval officer during the war. They didn't talk much about the war when H.B. Lay was growing up, which made his trip back to Vietnam even more poignant when he traveled to the nearby city of Hue to visit members of his extended family. There are smiles, hugs, and handshakes all around as he visits the family's ancestral home, where eager relatives, some remembered, some not, tell him all about his family and about another naval man from the distant past. An uncle pulls Commander Lay aside and says he's following not only in his father's footsteps, but those of his great-great-great-great-grandfather, who it turns out was an admiral during Emperor Nguyen's reign. It's a connection Commander Lay knew nothing about until just before he arrived, something confirmed but not volunteered by his father via email.
One of many things he really didn't talk about when we were growing up, I think perhaps the memories of Vietnam and Hue are so powerful and sad for him that he didn't talk very much about it.
Across town, more relatives and more hugs for Commander Lay at his grandfather's house, his picture and that of his ship proudly displayed on one wall. An older brother, one of four siblings left behind in 1975, helps Commander Lay keep track of all the relatives and how to greet them. The brother was allowed to leave Vietnam in 1983 and is now a banker in Singapore. Both men break into smiles as they see another photo on the wall from 1962. There aren't many like it back home in Virginia.
This is my grandfather and my grandmother, my dad's parents. That's my dad, that's my mom. That's my dad's brother and his wife. They were young.
They're not so young anymore, and while his mother has come back several times, his father, who Commander Lay calls his hero, still refuses. A reminder that the past still colors the present in the minds of many who fought the war. But not for Commander Lay. When he first arrived on Saturday, I greeted him with a welcome home, and he hesitated, as if he wasn't sure. After his visit to Hue, though, things were different.
I think welcome home, that was right. You know, America is still home, to me, of course, but Hue has a very special place in my heart.
But another reminder of the past came after the U.S. ship's arrival in Da Nang, where their official welcome was delayed because the Americans refused to fly the Vietnamese flag on the halyard of their command ship, the USS Blue Ridge. U.S. ships had done so on previous visits. The Vietnamese insisted they do so this time. The Americans refused, the Vietnamese wouldn't budge, and for a time at least it seemed the visit might be scuttled. The Americans eventually relented. The flag went up, though if you looked carefully, it was clearly about a foot lower than the American flag on the other side. It's hard to imagine the Vietnamese didn't notice, but if they did, they were gracious enough to keep it to themselves. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
And you're hearing Michael on Morning Edition from NPR News.